This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Also, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're also on Gab. And we're on Getter the same way. And you can check us out on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can go to our website, too. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And you can always send us a message off the website, and it'll take a little bit to get here, but we'll get it, and then we'll try to answer whatever you send. Okay, to the telephone line we go, and it is none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
I forgot to ask you, what's the temperature out there?
Well, tonight, actually, we're doing not too bad. We're 54 degrees, you know.
Okay, well, I'm a little warmer than you are. Right now, I'm 61 degrees, and suddenly it became cloudy, but we're going up to 80 again today.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we have a little bit of some rain coming in Monday and Tuesday, it looks like, so that's driving the temperatures staying a little bit cooler side.
All right, how about if we say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of America and to the republic
for which it stands
one nation under God indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, Kyle, the mainstream news media is trying to hide the bombshell court filing last week by Special Counsel John Durham. They're saying to Clinton, who said that the Clinton campaign paid a company to access servers belonging to Trump Tower and the executive office of the president, trying to set up a narrative linking then-President Donald Trump to Russia. Now, I think it's pretty well established by what John Durham has done and what he's put out there, because we saw the filing, right?
Right.
That there's something to the something here, right?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, this is really big stuff.
So, I'm not saying that this is going to go anywhere quickly. I don't think it is, because it appears that Durham is going to have more people to be named in an indictment.
Well, that certainly seems to be what we might expect, and you know, very reasonably so. This isn't just going to stop right there. This is going to go up the chain somewhere, and somebody's going to want to sing, as it were, in order to try to save their own skin with this.
You would think.
Yep.
Now, President Biden needs to make the U.S.-China trade relationship more balanced and reciprocal, because China still owes billions of dollars to America's farmers, ranchers, and producers due to their inability to meet their contractual commitment on the things that we're buying from the United States. And so far, the Biden administration is doing nothing, nothing to hold the Chinese accountable, and the balance of trade is way off in favor of China.
Well, Captain, if let's just say that there was some kind of connection, quote unquote, between, say, a president, well, let's just say a President Trump, for example, and China, in the same fashion as there are the connections of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and so on, the Biden clan, as it were, don't you think that they would be saying, wait a minute, he's not doing something for some reason here. He's not holding China accountable. But what did President Trump do? He did hold China accountable. I don't think China liked it. They might have respected it, but they certainly didn't like it. But President Trump was dealing with them in a much better fashion than the Biden administration currently is, or is simply doing nothing, as the case may be.
Now, we've received information from our friends up in Ottawa that are up there, the truckers, that so far over 200 have been arrested, as the Ottawa police now are pushing new charges against the Freedom Convoy protesters in order to get them out of there, which they're almost gone. Not quite, but almost.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, this is not going to sit well over time. It's not just simply going to go away as a story or go away as an event in people's minds. I think that we're going to continue to see a lot more consternation here about how to solve these kinds of problems and how this particular issue was handled.
Now, today is the day that the Trump social website opens up. It's going to begin welcoming Americans who pre-ordered the app today. And by pre-order the app, it wasn't free, was it?
Right, I believe so.
It was not free.
Yeah, I know a lot of people signed up on the website in order to be on the waiting list. And I understand they've had some problems here over the last 24 hours.
They've been hacked.
Exactly. But I have seen some people post that they're on Truth Social at this point.
All right.
It may be getting through somewhere.
All right. Hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics, right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to The Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah DeSolta. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that run Relief Factor. And I do take a fair admission here. I do take Relief Factor on a regular basis. I've taken it every day for 7 years. I've never stopped taking it ever since I found out about it and what it would do for me, which is work. It gets rid of the pain, gets rid of the swelling, gets rid of the inflammation that I have with my left foot, ankle, and leg, which is a big problem that I have. And it also helps me out with my back and my shoulder and my wrist when that starts in. But for $19.95, you can get it all started with a three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95. It's all natural. There are no drugs in this thing at all, 100% drug-free. The natural ingredients come from turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes right straight to the source of your pain, and that helps with the inflammation and the swelling that you have there, too. Now, it works for me. It'll work for you. That's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, remember, there are no clubs to join, no special super-duper plans or anything like that. $19.95 gets it all started, and you can stop it anytime you want. Obviously, when you go on the regular delivery, it's going to be prorated to what it costs for the month, and you can do the math and figure it out for yourself. Now, relieffactor.com/captain, that's what it costs. It's worth the effort. Give it a try. See if it works for you, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, here we go. The co-founder of the San Francisco recall campaign, yesterday told CNN to their face on television what the vote was really about. And I don't think the CNN reporter liked the answer.
Well, no. Evidently, they're saying that the recall vote was primarily about what they called incompetence, in the sense that they were not prioritizing, especially getting kids back into the classrooms, citing the fact that, you know, the kids, their grades dropped. A lot of kids experienced a lot of depression as a result of being separated and not being able to go to school and the lockdowns and these kinds of things. So this was the primary reason, evidently. Of course, it was hailed as a repudiation of progressive politics, but it is quite interesting to find out that they weren't really upset, Captain, with the idea of renaming schools in the San Francisco school districts there in order to get rid of offensive school names, I guess like Jefferson or Lincoln or something like that. They just thought it should have been down the list.
Yeah.
They thought that they were prioritizing that over other things. So, but it's still quite an earthquake in San Francisco, but they're looking for other progressive candidates now, it seems like.
Yeah. Now, Larry Kudlow emphasized something that we talked about earlier. He's calling the handling of Vladimir Putin by Joe Biden weak, and that he's lost control to Putin, who's getting off scot-free with all this stuff that he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know what else we can really say in the sense of what Biden is doing. He's not
a leader.
Well, right. Well, it should never have gotten to this point.
Nope.
And now, of course, Biden's trying to talk tough. He's trying to raise his voice sometimes and look straight at the camera and say this is going to be met with a lot of decisive stuff and whatnot. But it just doesn't really
scares me. Scares me. How about you?
Right. Well, but again, you know, Putin is on a course here. He is very friendly, obviously, with China.
Yep.
They know exactly what they can accomplish here, and it's not been good.
Yep. Now, the Israeli prime minister has said that the Iranian nuclear deal will bring more violence into the Middle East.
Well, sure it will. What's happening, of course, is it used to be that Iran was really being contained, and really that was kind of the policy that was really working, not just for the U.S., not just for Israel, but for other Arab states as well. But now you try to get them back into this nuclear deal, it's going to embolden them. Just wait and see.
Yeah. And Senator Tim Scott, who, of course, is from South Carolina and was rumored to be a presidential candidate at one time, still may be, we don't know, has talked about the defund police drive, which proved the Democrats were not listening to everyday Americans.
Well, no, of course not. The whole thing of the defund the police, it was, from the very, very beginning, was something that was, number one, impractical, not viable, and certainly not preferable for most law-abiding citizens or most people in the United States who are law-abiding citizens, regardless if they're black or white.
Yeah. Now, cryptocurrencies pretty much ruling the roads these days, right?
Right.
Crowdfunded crypto token now is backing the American First GOP candidates.
Yeah, this is real interesting. You know, we see a lot of talk about these about cryptocurrency, and so now that they're starting to throw, well, I guess for lack of a better expression, their money where their mouth is, this is going to heat up even more.
And that happened, by the way, with the truck drivers with the fund. Some of the money was brought, that's why it got raised so quickly. It was cryptocurrency. And the banks were put on notice and said, you got to freeze these funds. You can't give them to these drivers.
Right. And that in and of itself, too, Captain, is very concerning, I think, to people on both in Canada and the United States. If you're going to make your voice heard, You know, we're not talking violent protests. We're not talking burning cities to the ground, by the way, as we saw happen in the summer of 2020. But now if you simply have a different opinion, your bank account will be frozen. I mean, this is starting to go into...
Remember, it started in Canada to be continued over here.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
And actually it was because GoFundMe did that. Then they had to give all the money back.
Well, precisely. So again, this is about stating your opinion, or in this case, creating a protest. But gee whiz, Captain, I thought that a lot of these people who are now in government, they were back in the '60s. Didn't they protest? Didn't they think it was okay to make sure that you bend the system and this kind of stuff? And here somebody else is doing it, but now they're acting like the authoritarians that they said that they were against so long ago.
By the way, Senator Ted Cruz is at it again. He said that President Biden's intent to tap a black woman for a Supreme Court justice position is actually racial discrimination.
Well, you know,
I can't say I disagree with him.
Well, yeah, well, back when Ronald Reagan said it was high time for a woman to be appointed to the Supreme Court, which resulted in Sandra Day O'Connor coming to the Supreme Court, he said that in a very, very different era, a very different context. It wasn't in the context of those summer of 2020 riots. It wasn't in the context of BLM as an activist group. It wasn't in the context of promising some influential politician that they'll support you only if you agree that a black woman should be appointed to the Supreme Court. In this day and age in America, Captain, and certainly going back to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we should have a black woman on the Supreme Court. That would be a fantastic thing, but you'd have this person be appointed to the Supreme Court. They might happen to be black. They might happen to be a woman. This is the way that Americans look at things these days. It is the Democrats who are drawing us down into these identity politics and racial discrimination. It's not good. And there are wonderful candidates all throughout the judicial system, as it were, that could be considered.
We're going to hear the decision by, I believe, March the 1st.
Well, that's right. That's right. And it's really sad, Captain, because, the fact that he said it the way he said it and the context that he did, it actually is going to, diminish the idea of having an African-American woman on the Supreme Court. Joe Biden did that, not the American people. The American people want qualified people. They don't care what color they are. How many times do we have to say it?
At least 10.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah. By the way, the British Prime Minister a little while ago said Russia has been planning the biggest European war since 1945. I sure hope he's wrong.
Me too.
Because I believe this one could be nuclear.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way. It's a Monday morning.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Russia-Ukraine crisis remains front and center of mind for the U.S. and its allies.
While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For the first time since the pandemic began, Australia will reopen its borders to international visitors on Monday. Its citizens and residents have been allowed to travel in and out of the country. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. Yes, there's a lot of truth to that one, and we can mention some names, but we won't. We won't. Nope. We won't mention any names at all, even though one guy's studio is around the corner from me about 30 feet away. Oh! Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Yep, that's MyPillow.com. Don't forget, you can go over there. And the special this week is the MyPillow Sleepers. Sleepers. They are 50% off. 50% off on those slippers. They got a great supply and different styles and whatnot. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see the My Slippers page that's in there too. And then you can check it out. 50% off whatever you want to buy. MyPillow Slippers. Enter the promo code Captain. That's half the battle, because that gives you the discount. And if you want to call them up and ask them some questions, you can do that at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain, MyPillow.com. Remember, the MyPillow slippers are on sale this week. 50% off. It's a hell of a deal. Take advantage of it. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
J.D. Vance, who's that?
Yeah, refresh my memory on that.
Senatorial candidate.
Okay, right, yeah. Okay.
All right, he told Joe Biden, he says, I really don't care about Ukraine's border. Protect ours.
Well, it certainly is in the right context. Not all that long ago, Captain, I think that Jen Psaki over at the White House said that, you know, America was very concerned about the integrity of the border of Ukraine, that it's a sovereign, you know, border. And I kind of laughed when I heard that. I was wondering, well, why don't they feel the same way about the United States?
Are you aware of what could happen to Joe Biden if Russia gets in there and gets a hold of any of the archive records that are there about Hunter and Joe and company? Are you aware of what could happen?
Well, it would be a very, very bad
thing. If you don't think they owe Joe Biden now, own him now, they would not just own him, but they would brand him with a hammer and sickle.
Well, sure. I mean, this is one of the things, Captain. It actually goes back to the whole thing during the election itself, and that was the American people were not able to hear the stories about Joe Biden. I'm not talking since
they were there.
Stories.
They were there, but right. They weren't listening to people like us.
Well, exactly. And I'm not talking about being sensationalistic or just trying to come up with all kinds of stuff like that.
Right.
But these are well-researched stories. These are things that under any other circumstances, would run in legitimate publications.
Yep.
But they were squelched. And the fact that about the Hunter and Ukraine and all this stuff, here it comes. You know, it's all coming up. How about Biden and China? Well, it's all coming up. And it's all having these global ramifications. And this is the legacy of that legacy media trying to make sure that you don't know all the facts.
Now, you are in the real estate management business, right?
That's right.
You manage, say, apartments, right?
Right, right.
And condos and whatnot, right?
Right.
Okay. Rents have reached insane levels all across the United States with no end in sight. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, his rent in the last 2 years went from $1,000 a month on a one-bedroom apartment, not anywhere near the water, 5 miles from the water, 2 miles from the interstate, so he was not anywhere near, the major thoroughfares or anything like that. Now, 2 years later, his $1,000 a year rent is now $2,000 a year on a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, I mean, it can be really drastic like that. You know, in the 50 largest U.S. markets right now, rents have gone up from December 2020 to December 2021. 19.3% overall. Now, in some areas, I mean, that what you're talking about sounds like 100%.
That's 100% what I just told you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is something, Captain, that is feeding, we talk about fuel prices going up for people buying gas at the pump, but now their rents are going up, and it is well outpacing inflation as it looks, but it is contributing into those inflationary factors where people have to make decisions. It's not just do I fill up my gas tank, it's how much food do I buy, because in order to stay in my apartment, it's now costing me so much more. And of course, where the eviction moratoriums, now they're gone, basically.
Yep.
Now it means that pretty much you're going to have things really skyrocketing. And so the question is, what is the tipping point? How much can people take, and how long is it going to be before we start seeing a lot more people having to get out of their home or apartment?
Well,
I was just going to say, and then some property owners think, well, they can just keep raising the rent.
Well,
Somebody will pay it.
The Democrats need to get a handle on this fast, because this is going to be, amongst other things, but this is going to be one of the strong straws that breaks the camel's back, because if people don't have a place to live and they start getting booted out of their places that they're in, thank you, Joe Biden, then that it's just going to create a backlog like you wouldn't believe.
Right, and it's not a supply chain problem. It's not they really can't sort of kind of weasel their way out.
No, and they're building brand new apartments all around. Every time I drive around, there's new apartments and new condos going up.
Exactly. So this is a real disturbing trend and so forth because this factors into people's everyday budget as to whether or not they can keep doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, as we know, I mean, they're on the cusp of a lot of this kind of stuff.
All right. An Epstein associate, Jean-Luc Brunel, was found dead in a Paris prison cell. Where's Hillary?
Well, you know, it isn't it something, and it's sad, you know, obviously somebody has met their demise here, but it does beg that question. This whole thing surrounding Epstein, surrounding that whole investigation, surrounding the Lolita Express.
Bill.
And, well, that's right. And
Bill was on that plane more often. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and lots of, I mean, I think this would be shocking to a lot of people. So that's right. It's too many coincidences.
Yeah, I was going to do something funny. I think I will anyway. Well, you know, Kyle, I was on that plane a number of times, but I never saw nobody named Lolita, so I don't know what they're talking about there, Kyle.
Right. You know, yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, what you're just doing right there actually is how they think and how they believe that they get out of these things.
Well, they think they can say anything. Yeah, you can say anything. You believe anything they say.
Right. Right, or they kind of gaslight you in the sense that, well, we really just don't understand even what's happening here, and only they do.
Okay, we've got about a minute left for the break, but let's go for this. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says a significant amount of combat power can move on Kiev very quickly. Well, I think he's talking about the Russians, because he sure as hell isn't talking about the Americans or our allies, because we're not that close to Kiev to do the moving.
Well, exactly, yeah. So Defense Secretary Austin, master of the obvious, evidently. Well, of course Russia will come in quickly. It will be a blitzkrieg.
Tanks alone would put them right in the middle of Kiev.
Well, exactly.
Just their tanks.
Exactly. This is Putin isn't gearing up for a long period of war in this particular case. Occupation is different, obviously, than the initial blitzkrieg, as it were. And then certainly how it spills out into the rest of Europe, how the rest of Europe can become involved, that's an unknown factor at this time overall. But yeah, I mean, obviously he's not going to just, it's not going to be a slow train wreck. It's going to be very fast.
And if you take a look at the geographical territory and where the Russians are surrounding the Ukraine, including the ships and the blockade out there in water in the Black Sea, you take a look at all of that, you'll see that the Ukraine is in huge trouble.
Well, of course, and this buildup has been going on and on and on. And the threat of the sanctions, and of course Putin has always said, well, we're just conducting, you know, war games in Belarus, and we're just doing some nuclear.
Oh, we just fired a couple of missiles, and they just go astray. So sorry to do.
Right. Right. Yeah, but
hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
None other than who, Kyle?
Well, that's Prince, the late Prince, and also Sheena Easton in there as well.
You got the look.
That's right.
And boy, did they. And boy, did they. All righty, well, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, so well, we're continuing to follow these winter storm warnings, especially in the state of Montana, where you're definitely going to be encountering this as you head along I-90, also I-94 as well. It's definitely going to be something that you're going to have to be aware of and take measures for. So be careful if you're in the state of Montana tonight. We've got winter weather advisories covering pretty much the entire state in that winter storm warning, especially as you head out of Bozeman through Billings as well on over to North Dakota and South Dakota. So be careful. Winter weather advisories covering almost the entire state of Wyoming as well. But winter storm warnings going west out of Laramie on I-80 towards Elk Mountain. That dips down into western Colorado as well. Also, our friends in Salt Lake City have a winter weather advisory tonight. And that's also covering most of the state of Utah. Also, tonight. We've got the freeze watch. Now, this is something new from last hour, Captain. Freeze watch in Central California coming up Highway 99, also Interstate 5, starting at Bakersfield, going as far north as Merced, and also up towards Newman and Patterson. So please be aware of that. Make sure you got your fuel right there. Winter weather advisory in, this is going to be south of Seattle, heading down through Portland, down Interstate 5. To Eugene, also down to the northern border of California as well. So be careful out there. Oh, one more quick thing. Snoqualmie Pass tonight. Looks like it's 28 degrees.
Yep.
They got snow showers, yep. So be careful out there.
Okay, here we go, folks. This is a lengthy one, so I'm going to do it the best I can here. I-90 coming out of Montana, the Crow Reservation, all the way across I-90 into Wisconsin, you're going to be in and out of snow. The winter storm warning is actually up on I-94. Okay, I-94 all the way across from Montana to North Dakota to Minnesota, Twin Cities. Above the Twin Cities, you've got a lot of really frigid cold weather. Single digits below zero temperatures up there. You've got a big freeze picture going on with ice, an ice storm brewing up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. Snow in the lower peninsula on the eastern side of Lake Michigan over across the Lake Huron. And then Minnesota, the southern part, snow across I-90. You've also got Wisconsin, snow across over to the Illinois line, where I told you in Nebraska it was raining. Not anymore. Ice. All ice. Temperature dropped. Now, you've got a mixed bag of precipitation going across Kentucky, going across Tennessee, the northern part of Mississippi, northern part of Alabama, and that's moving to the east. You do have rain across the southern part of Missouri, the southern part of Illinois, and the northeastern corner of Arkansas right now. And then we've got snow up in upstate New York from Watertown all the way over to Vermont and up the St. Lawrence Seaway. You've got a gale warning from Nova Scotia all the way down now to Long Island. So be advised of that. Kyle, real quick, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Okay, now we'll drift over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I don't know what to think of Russia. We're going to get into it in detail after the top of the hour. But it looks like Biden and Putin are going to talk if, sort of, kind of, maybe, perhaps. What's the deal there?
Well, the deal is that French President Macron brokered this possibility, and they will meet face-to-face where we don't know if Russia does not invade Ukraine. Well, you invade by when? Because I would argue that there's already hostilities that are going on, whether it's cross-border or in-country in the Donbass region. So that whole thing is just kind of weird. So I don't know what Macron had discussed with Biden in order to offer Putin if, in fact, they do meet. But it's kind of like, why is France brokering this deal, and why hasn't Biden picked up the phone and called Putin himself and said, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because now, you know, we keep saying we will, you know, use consequential sanctions if they invade. Well, Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is saying, what are you waiting for? Well, why do you wait for an invasion? Why don't you do it now? And furthermore, what are the sanctions? Zelensky doesn't even know what the sanctions are.
Correct.
So it's chaos. I never saw such nonsense in my life.
Okay, well, I get the chaos part, and of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking a lot more about what it is we're doing over there to begin with, because I just got an interesting question from Fred down in Sarasota, which I will pose to you during the break, and then we'll discuss how we're going to discuss this. But there are treaties that got us into all this mess to begin with. He's talking about Vietnam and whatnot. That was the Southeastern Asian Treaty Organization, known as CETO, that got us into that mess over there. And then, of course, we had NATO that's got us tied up somewhat here. Here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's going to be up around 80 today. It's currently 60 in my backyard right here at the airport. And, Kathy, we're going to let you take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.